Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to touch base with gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous Sarah Ann Lucas.
Why are you laughing?
Well,
Because
because
I'm not, that's why.
I can see you and they can't, bird.
I'm very, very rude.
Yeah, no, she's looking lovely, listener. It's an absolute pleasure to speak with Bird. I haven't spoken with Bird for weeks now. And
nine
weeks. We're in the ninth week of lockdown now. And
we've
of course,
never gone this long.
no, we haven't.
Ever.
Of course, things are weird anyway, because you 9 weeks ago you were due to be moving away.
That should be in Africa by now.
And you should be in Africa by now, but you're not. You're in Kent, which is
I
very
am.
similar, but not quite the same.
Yeah, no.
So, what you've been doing, first of all, in the last 9 weeks, have you been anywhere
Yeah.
nice?
Want to talk to you. I don't want to talk about me. I'm like, tell me about you. I have been the busiest I have ever been.
Really? Okay, that's cool.
You seriously. I've still got the same structure, I think, because I'm quite the discipline of being an athlete. I've always said this to you, so nothing's really changed much other than one, I can't leave the house. Two, now I've really focused on getting this book finished, edited, getting it done, and then onto the next one. So I've literally become self-centered, super focused on one thing. Whereas normally I'll come to the radio station, come home, do an hour of the book, do this. And it's all very disjointed. And then if anything, I've been super productive, super busy on one thing.
Right.
And
And
it has produced a book,
I was
which is
going to say,
crazy.
has that focused you? Has that got you where you'd want to
Tons
be?
more. I
Right.
am more advanced in that area
Right.
than I would have been if we hadn't have had this moment of me being, I mean, literally locked down. So, I'd get up, I'd train, I'd come into the office, and that's where I'll stay until. And I've played around with it. Steve and I have played around with it. So, do we go out and train at 11 o'clock in the morning? Am I more productive than in the mornings or not? So it's been, but it's that single-minded focus, which everybody says, but life didn't seem to, I don't want to say allow me to be like that, but I would say that, so I'd
Well, it's
go
true,
and
isn't it?
teach
There's
here.
lots of distractions in life, isn't there? And you do things, and people call you, and people go, "Oh, do you want to come out for coffee? I've got
For
some
sure.
gossip to tell you," and all that kind of stuff. And it all
Yeah.
distracts, and you don't intend it to, but it does. And
Yeah.
one of the things about the lockdown is that all of that's disappeared. It's a weird thing, isn't it? I in the early days of lockdown, Sainsbury's failed to deliver our shopping, so I had to go out to the supermarket. And it, I've never seen anything like it in my 60 odd years on the planet. The place was empty, not the supermarket, the roads. There was no one. It was bizarre. It
Yeah.
was silent. You could hear the birds in the middle of the high street. And, so there's been a lot of different things going on, hasn't there? And the lockdown has produced a whole different way of looking at things. And for you,
Yeah.
it's enabled you to focus. So where are you with the book? Have you finished? Are you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm on to number two now.
Are you?
So, simple things like doing all, I don't, book writing isn't as simple as just sitting down and writing a book and getting it done. It's a real process, and it is a process. It's a probably the same as anything that's of worth at the end of it. You go through an absolute love affair, you think you're a genius with it, then you think, oh my God, I'm rubbish, and I'm, what have I got worthy to say? And you get smacked with confidence, and then you think what you've written is a load of rubbish, and you want to cry. And it's all I can say is you've got to practice the practice. Which is the most stupidest thing to say,
Well, no,
but
but it
it's the
isn't really,
truth.
is it? It's like anything. It's always a process of evolution, isn't it? And I would sus I've never been a writer, so I don't know about writing. But anything else you do, as time unfolds, even if you thought you did it well to start with, new things come along, you think of new ways of doing things. You know, we've often talked about this with the radio show. We've been 12 years now, and we keep saying, you know, we ought to alter the format somehow or other. We ought to grow it in some way, because, you know, if nothing else, you get bored doing, doing things the same way, and you want to add a bit of zest and a bit of life to what you're doing. So I totally get that. So is the first book published, and can we buy it?
6 weeks' time.
Fantastic. What's it called?
Very exciting. It's called Seeking the Wisdom of the 50-Year-Old Woman.
Blimey.
Don't even say it.
I'm not.
I'll tell you why. It's in a series of five. So you can't say it yet. So they're seeking, at the minute, I'm just finishing off the interviews, which are 2 hours long with 10 women. So that's 20 hours of interviews. Then you've got to take the research out, put it into trends, then look at that, then absolutely put that into context and how you can relate that to being human and how that relates to people and the reader, how you write it, how you set it up. So all of that takes time. So I'm just finishing this Friday, the last interview. So over the last 2 weeks, I've done 10 interviews, 2 hours long. And the way I did it as well, and this is, for me, a massive learning. I started off meeting people and just saying, look, who wants to do an interview with me? I'm looking for 10 women of a decade, an age decade, so the 20s. Not 1920s, but they're 20 decades.
In their 20s.
The age of 20 and 30s,
Yeah.
So say, for example, this. And I started meeting people and having coffees, and that would be time inefficiency. By the time you've driven there, meet them, have a coffee, have a intro, greet me, then you'd sit and do 2 hours, then you'd say goodbye, then you travel. So that's a whole day gone. That's not effective of time. And I didn't get, and also I just thought, right, I'm just going to ask a question sort of, and don't even comment on this. What do you know? That was it. You know, what do you know? Tell me your wisdom. And it didn't work. It was too vast. It was too big. It was too not focused enough.
Yeah.
So then I created 21 questions, which really worked really, really well. And I didn't want
to. Can I interrupt you there? With the 21 questions that you did, Did you play around with that a lot? Did you change the questions? Did you write 21 questions and then go, no, I don't want that, I want this?
Well, I think because I'd already played with the interview style in itself, they sort of showed themselves to me. I think I changed about one or two of them, but that was about it. And that surprised me, Paul. I thought I'd have to really put in some groundwork before I found these 21 questions. Mm. What I didn't want was to ask questions that were leading me into, because let's be honest, you and I know that we can ask somebody a question and we can lead them into the direction that we want to take them.
Absolutely.
And we've been doing that a very long time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't want to do that because I do actually want to know what matters to you now and did it matter back then? That's one of the questions. Sure. You know, what matters to you now in your 60 decades, Paul, that didn't matter to you when you were in your 20s. That's quite an interesting space to hold with somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so these 21 questions, and here's a really interesting thing that came out for me. Having a Zoom call with them or seeing them personally did not work.
Oh, okay.
It has to be, I know, on the phone, just speaking to them. So all I hear and see are their words, not...
So you don't have a distraction.
Read their
with
body
it.
Language.
Yeah,
you've
yeah.
got it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that has taken time to get you to a place. And I don't think people, definitely Stephen, when he first said, he used to go to me, oh, have you written your words yet? Have you done, how many words have you done today? Mm. And you don't understand that all of that takes time.
Yeah.
It takes so much time in getting that point. And now I've even perfected, I just keep tweaking each one. Like now I write out I've done non-disclosures and I do all of these things now that I didn't start off with in the very beginning, you know, and it just helps more protection and more safety for the for the persons who've been interviewed because they are completely anonymous.
Right.
So therefore their wisdom and their truth is more visible.
Right.
You know, so you are really hearing the truth of a woman, but in the collective of being women, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Can I ask you, in all of that you've done so far with all of this, has any one thing leapt out at you and gone, oh my God, either I didn't think of that, or wow, that's brilliant, or wow, that's weird, or wow, that's insightful? Has any one thing just kind of floored you almost?
Yep.
Yeah. We've got to read the book to find out, haven't we?
That's
called a teaser.
I want to talk about it with you because I cannot tell you how fascinating this is. And even my editor, she is like, this book, like the discovery of it and just how we put it in a handheld book. So normally, I'm showing you because I know you can see, but normally when you've got a book, it's a normal size book with usually between 35,000 and 45,000 words.
Yeah.
This book isn't. It's a handheld book that you can put in your bag that are short, sharp, snappy chapters that I wanted to really, like we do all the time, provoke. And we're very poking the bear. We're quite provocative with our answers. But because I want the truth, I don't want to waste your time. Hmm. So it has to be a bit different. But all I will say to you is this. Nothing changes.
Okay. It when you say,
and read into that what you will.
Okay, you're not going to answer me, are you?
I want to when the book is out, so that look, read this, and you'll go, oh my God, I didn't know this. Because else, if I do say that now, what I don't want to do, and I'm just saying this now, I don't want to distort you, the reader, in what I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to read it and go, well, I didn't hear that from that word, or I didn't hear that from that. So it's that matter of perspective, you know?
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you what would be fascinating, and I don't know whether you'd be interested in doing this or not, but it's to ask the same 21 questions of 50-year-old blokes.
Oh, Stephen and I were talking about this. We spoke about this. God, how long have I been doing this project now? Year and a half, 2 years. And this is the thing, when you hear somebody's writing a book, it takes years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Years to get to writing stage.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this now for 2 years. So all of a sudden, these books will come out now every 6 months. So there'll be a decade out each 6 months. But what you don't see is all the groundwork I've done to it. And Stephen and I were saying, he said, you should ask these 21 questions to men.
Yeah.
To see if they hear the intention of the question or what they understand. And I would say no. Don't forget, you're very binary.
Right. Well, when you say no, you mean no, you don't want to do it, or no, you don't think it will?
No, I'm going to. I think it's a brilliant idea.
I think it would be fascinating just to see if there's crossover, if there's no crossover, if there's a completely different understanding of the question. Yeah, I think it will be, you know, with the same 21 questions to the same age group of people.
Yeah.
On will be fascinating just in
I agree with you.
Yeah, or the similarities. Yeah, brilliant.
And here's the interesting thing. My publisher and I are just playing with, and we were just talking about it now. When I say play, this is a bit of a game with an editor, because you've got to find somebody that will go with you on your creativity, on your art.
Yeah.
They'll be brave enough to, but also be courageous enough in their own being to go, no, that's not going to work, or no, yeah. That's... So I want to start something new, but it needs to be not too new. Because you need the reader to come along with you. If I change it, if I go into extreme, you'll go into extreme. So it's got to be a slight tipping point on it. Mm. But yeah, we're just talking about that now of how, because she was like, oh, how are we going to put the 21 questions and still make it interesting all the way through the 5 decades?
Yeah,
but it is interesting. The questions aren't the interesting part, it's the findings that are the interesting part.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what, I can't wait to read it. As soon as the first one's published, you've got to let us know so that we can I can buy the book, I'll critique it, and I'll do a critique of it on the radio. I will. I'll do Bird's Book of the Week. What do you reckon?
I love it. I love it. And you know what it's done? I absolutely have fallen in love with writing again, and I've already got I'm going to be writing a screenplay of one of the books that I've already written.
Right.
And we're just making it. Do you remember that? Remember I was writing that book, Shall I Help You Pack?
Yeah.
I wrote 37,000 words.
Yeah.
And then one of the publishers said to me,
This is suitable.
And it made me lose my bottle, but I'm going to do it. I'm doing it.
Can you not do it as a work of fiction?
You can't. It doesn't matter. Because if somebody can associate themselves with you, then they can sue you.
Sorry, say that again.
If somebody can associate themselves as that role, then they can sue you type of thing. So, I mean, it's a long shot, but, you know what it's like in any risk, in any business, you want to reduce the risk of injury.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing. But yeah. Anyway, how about you? What are you up to?
Just struggling by like everybody else, really, trying to hang in there until something, you know, something gives and we can go back to work. My businesses have been very badly hit, very badly hit.
Of course.
And we're struggling with those. You know, the radio station has been on hold for most of the part. I've been doing my show. A couple of people have also done. We've been doing the shows remotely. As of last week, I went back into the studio, but just on my own.
Did you miss me?
Sorry?
Did you miss me?
Of course we miss you, Bird.
just in the studio, though. Isn't it weird doing it by yourself?
No, absolutely. Without a co-host and a co-host that, you know, you gel with, the whole format of the show changes.
Changes.
You know, it becomes a monologue and it's just me talking and me reading emails and me reading tweets. And then I always have two guests still, but they're phone guests. So, you know, there's no conversation.
How has that gone for you with the energy that you've created through a phone guest? Has it changed?
Yeah, people have said to me they're glad that I've continued doing the show because I've been putting out a lot of information on what's available, you know, in terms of the government schemes and all that kind of stuff. But from my own point of view, it's not the same. It's not the same show that we've always done because there's no conversation. There's no general silliness even. You know, we have a laugh as much as we do doing serious stuff. And without other people in the studio, be they guests and co-hosts, there's no bouncing backwards and forwards. It is very, you know, a monologue.
Well, you can read people's behaviour, can't you? You can see where they're going to take you a little bit.
Yeah,
whereas on the phone, you miss it.
Exactly. And you've got to be quicker on the phone. And it's very one-dimensional and all the rest of it. We've had some great interviews. You missed a couple. A couple of weeks ago, we had a really fantastic lady who makes cycling helmets.
You said, yeah.
Yeah. And she makes Kevlar helmets, which are incredibly expensive. But wait for this. She makes recyclable helmets. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you remember that guy we had come in who did recyclable children's playwear from bottles and that?
Yeah, exactly.
Was it the same principle?
Kind of, but basically, you know as well as I do that a cycle helmet only lasts a certain amount of years before you really need a new one. They manufacture them all in the UK. They got factories in Cornwall and Gloucestershire and Northern Ireland. And this helmet, basically, it lasts 5 years or whatever the life of a helmet is. You then send it back and they crush it and make new helmets out of it.
Now, that is clever.
That's really clever, isn't it? It was brilliant. It was brilliant. And I really so missed you during that interview because, of course, you could have asked loads of interesting questions of that. But
And also, when you have an accident as well, like I had a big accident and needed a new helmet. Stephen had an accident about 12 weeks ago. Needed a new helmet, so just to even send it back to them and then to smash it down and redo it, that's a great concept.
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it? So that's where we've been. It's been, you know, as we start to come out of lockdown, things will improve. We're starting to go back to the studio, but just solo still, so no other people in the studio. But I think the big thing now is people are starting to lose their discipline. You know, people are going out now and all kinds.
Well, here's what I'm seeing. I think the government still think we're in lockdown, but I think the rest of the world doesn't.
Yeah.
So, you're right. I mean, I'm in Folkestone and it is busier than ever. I'm seeing some horrific scenes on social media. But here's the thing. When you encroach extreme behavior, it has to go the other way first. It's a seesaw effect before we find balance.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it will come back to balance.
It will. And you're absolutely right. It'll be quick. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We will get there soon. You're right. We're in that phase now where they're starting to unlock it without unleashing it, if you see what I mean. You've got to do it a bit at a time. We'll get there. Yeah. Listen, Bird, it's been fabulous talking to you. You're looking really good. We're looking forward to reading
the
book.
You're a devil. You know I'm not. I said to you, didn't I? I said, are you videoing me? Have I got put makeup on? So you've got me raw. As we like it.
Well, it's been lovely to talk to you, Bird. Stay safe. We'll try and catch up with you again in the next couple of weeks and see how you're doing. Once you publish the book, let us know so we can all rush out and buy it and read it and go from there.
Yeah, I will. Do you want to be interviewed as my 60-decade man?
It can do, as long as you get on with it quickly. Otherwise, I'll be the 70-decade man.
All right. All right, there's an incentive, isn't it?
Stay safe, Bird. We'll see you soon.
Much love.
Take care. Bye-bye.